हम जो ये बोत वो ये वो प्रिंसिपल को आमेन Yesterday, the Armenian Church remembered the feast of Saint Gregory emerging from Khorbidal, from the pit that he was in for 13 years. And as we heard last week, the story that King Dirtat was possessed, and Saint Gregory came out of Khorbidal, out of the pit, and he healed him, he baptized him, and Christianity became the official religion of Armenia in the year 301. But the story continues. The historian Agathangelos, who writes about this, a Greek, he writes about this and says that one evening, St. Gregory was walking through the royal palace
vineyards,
thank you, the gardens. And he's walking through them in one evening, and at night he sees that the sky opens up and the only begotten Christ comes down from heaven with a golden hammer. And he comes down to the ground, and he smacks. He hits the ground three times, and out of the ground, a vision of Etchmiadzin, the cathedral that we have today, a vision of this church comes out. And St. Gregory sees it, and Christ says to him, "You will build my church here." And then the vision disappears. St. Gregory then runs to King Dirtat, the king, and tells him, "We're going to build this church." And King Dirtat orders that the workers begin and they start construction of Etchmiadzin. Etchmiadzin, as we know, means descent of the only begotten. Etch means come down, ichnel, etch, and miadzin, mi, one, zin, born, only begotten. Etchmiadzin. So it literally means the place or the only begotten's descent. Little did St. Gregory probably know at that time, but he created a tradition for all Armenians and for all the generations to come, that wherever an Armenian goes, they build a church. It can be in the most inhospitable places, but Armenians go there and they build a church. As I've heard, in Swaziland, there's a church, of an Armenian church in Swaziland. There's an Armenian church in India, in all the different places in the world. And most Armenians, when they go to those cities or those places, the first thing they do is they try to find the Armenian church. This is because the Armenian church is a place where we can connect with God, where we feel safe, where we feel at peace, and we are surrounded by the Holy Spirit, and we commune with Christ. And in the Sharagan, in the hymn of the day, St. Gregory says to King Dirtat, "Come, let us build the holy altar of light, for in it shone forth the light unto us in the land of Armenia." In today's gospel reading, Christ makes a very bold and comforting statement, promise. He says, "My Father who has given to me is greater than all, and no one is able to snatch any of them from my Father's hands." It's possible that King Dirtat was thinking to himself that he could lose this new faith, that he could do evil again. He probably thought, "Oh no, what have I done? What tortures have I done to this saint who has suffered for 13 years by my hands? What torments have I subjected the holy martyrs, St. Charipsime and St. Gaine, and all the virgins and all the nuns? What persecutions have I committed against the Christians all these years? What blasphemies have I profaned against God all these years? All of these things Satan has done through my hands, and I was willingly doing them." It's very possible that King Dirtat thought to himself that he could lose this faith again, that he could be taken away from this new faith, from God's hands, and again doing evil. But I am sure that St. Gregory came to him and comforted him and told him the words that we heard earlier, "Come, let us build the holy altar of light, for in it has been shown forth the light unto us in the land of Armenia." There's a story of a child who heard today's gospel reading about being in God's hands. And as children usually do, they ask questions. And the question that came about was, what kind of hands does God have? Does he hold us like a parent does and pulls us along in the storm? Right? Or does God hold us like a giant in the palm of his hand and we stand in the palm right there, possibly falling out of that hand? Or does God hold us and have hands like a slave owner does when he holds his slave under his dominion, under his power and authority? How does God hold us in his hands? So this child goes to the priest and he asks the priest, he says, Father, how is it that God holds us? Like a parent? Like a giant? Or like a slave owner? And the priest says, he holds us like a wounded bird in the cup of his hand. Like a nest. He holds us. He holds us this way because he does not completely open his hands for fear that we might try to fly out and then fall because we're not ready and die. And he doesn't completely close his hands for fear that we may be suffocated and die in there. But he leaves it half open and half shut. The only way that we are able to grow, the only way we are able to become stronger in our faith, and the only way that we are able to be in his presence fully. So often, we think that we're not in God's hands. So often we feel and we know that all of us are wounded. We are wounded physically, mentally, emotionally, socially, and also spiritually. And we need that presence. We need to be in that place of God's hands so that we can grow. So often also the devil tries to take us from there. He tries to let us get out. He tries to take us out of there. And sometimes we think we are ready and we try to fly on our own. And when we do, we fall and we get hurt. And we hope and we pray that God will find us and pick us up and put us back in his hands. That's the only place that we can grow. We can find God's hands here in the church. When we are found in the church, we are able to grow. We're able to really become whom God sees us as and what he has envisioned us to be. It is my hope and my prayer that just as St. Gregory comforted King Dirtok yesterday on that feast, and today we remember the feast of Echmiadzin, the actual descent. All right, for the Armenians, St. Gregory is never late. And that's why he's not Armenian. He's Persian, remember that. But he comes out of the pit yesterday, and today he sees the vision. He sees the vision today. And it is my prayer that we are comforted and emboldened with Christ's same promise, that we are in God's hands, in a cup, in a nest, growing, in his loving hands, surrounded. Because when we are surrounded by God's presence, always, it is then that we are able to grow. We think, unfortunately, that if we put positive people around us, if we put good vibes, I hear this often, good vibes around us, that we're going to grow and become great. Those are all good things, but they don't cause us to grow. They just keep us there. What we need is God around us, because God will infuse within us the Holy Spirit, which we are all anointed with. Right? We are all marked with that. And it is with the Holy Spirit, with God's presence, that we are able to not only grow, but become what we have been destined to be. Not what others think we should be, but what we are destined to be in God's eyes. This is my hope and my prayer today as we start our summer vacations, and as many of our children and nieces and nephews and grandchildren graduate, we have them know that God is surrounding them, and to find God's presence is here in the church, which God built and showed St. Gregory. And St. Gregory very clearly said, come, let us build the holy altar of life, for in it is shown forth the light unto us in the land of our need. Amen.